If you've ever driven a tractor, you're her friend. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
So how can you impress your dinner guests during the holiday season? Oh, you came to the right place. We're rolling our way towards 6 o'clock, and it's time for a checkoff chat. Brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars here in the state of Wisconsin and our friends at the Equity Livestock Sales Association helping to take care of this program for us. Angie Horkins in studio with us. She has been one busy gal crossing the state of Wisconsin on behalf of Wisconsin's beef producers, talking about the great holiday entertaining you can do with beef. And it's almost hard to figure out exactly where to channel our energies here, Angie, because although a lot of us may think prime rib, steak, that type of thing, you pointed out the last time that you were in, we've got so many cuts we can offer today's consumers that might be on a budget, might have a smaller group of people, that it's almost unlimited the directions we can go.
It is. It's kind of a crazy time of year, and we love December at the Beef Council. Granted, we're super busy. 15 TV segments this month promoting beef for the holidays. And beef is one of the main staples on the holiday dinner table, because watch your supermarket flyers right now. Prime ribs in there. Tenderloins are in there, steaks are in there, and like you said, even let's talk about more economical cuts of beef. So if you go to our website, you can find the best beef cuts for oven roasting, and if you don't want to spend a huge chunk of change, if you don't have beef in your freezer already, look for a tri-tip roast. It's becoming popular here in the state. Top sirloin roast, bottom round roast, top round roast, sirloin tips, all of those, if cooked properly, like oven roasted, dry heat on a rack. Do not overcook. Keep it nice and medium rare, pink in the middle. You can have a good eating experience.
You won't even be able to tell the difference. If you do it right, you won't be able to tell the difference between a prime rib and a good sirloin roast if you do it right.
Right, right. So we're sending everybody to beeftips.com, of course. Go right to our recipe page. You click on recipes on the top header, and we've got our holiday roasting 101 box there. So we've got a link to roasting timetables so you don't overcook it. I like to tell people, and I always say this on TV, your most important piece of equipment is a oven-safe meat thermometer. The one with the big head, $5-6. You'll find them right now in the supermarket in the meat department because they know people need them. Put it in your roast. Stick it right in the middle before you put it in the oven, because once you go too far, you can't go back. And keep an eye on that. So 135 degrees is a medium rare. It seems a little low. It is, because you're going to pull it out of the oven and your roast is going to continue to cook. It's not going to stop as soon as you pull it out of the oven. Those juices are still boiling in there. It's going to continue to cook. And then let it rest. Let it rest, let it rest. So when you carve it, all the juices are settled back into their little pockets. You got to be patient. And I know it's hard because it smells really good and the house smells good, but you got to be patient. Let it rest. So your thermometer and resting. Carving tips. We've got carving tips on the website. So if you, okay, my dad loves the bone in ribeye because he thinks it tastes better. That's fine. He's old. You can't argue with him. So carving tips, we've got those on there. If you get the bone-in ribeye, you know, throw it on its side and cut the bones off. Don't try. Yes. So, you know, presentation. We want it to look nice. We've got that on the website. The best beef cuts for oven roasting. So we've got that list on there. So if you do want to try something other than the tenderloin or the ribeye roast, we've got those on there. And we've got a cool PDF piece. Get the most from your holiday roast. So it covers everything from shopping. Okay, so if you know you're going to have 15 people and you want to serve prime rib, how big of a roast should you get? So, and you want to call ahead. So, you know, we like to say, if you're going to get a bone in, get 1 pound per person. If you're going to get a boneless, do 2 people per pound. If you're going to have 200 side dishes, maybe go a little less. So that's all on there. How to store it. You know, how long you can keep it in your fridge. Then, of course, how to cook it. All those tips are on there. So one nice printable piece you can get off beeftips.com. Beef and wine pairings. It's the holidays. People are drinking wine. So we've got a cool brochure on there you can download called Beef and Wine Pairings. So all of that is right there under holiday roasting. And then, of course, we've got a category for prime rib recipes. So all of them are there. Category for tenderloin recipes. All of them are there. And then appetizers, too. Don't forget your small plates. Yeah, appetizers.
Yeah. Well, and if you're the one that's been tagged to come next door, it's a progressive dinner and you've got that, that is a great way to give fantastic heavy hors d'oeuvres that everybody remembers.
Oh, yeah. So we've got a lot of fun meatball recipes on there, a lot of crostinis. I like doing a tenderloin, just simple tenderloin ahead, put it in the fridge if I know I'm going to have people over or have to go someplace, slice it off cold, put it with a little cream cheese, some caramelized onions, a little cranberry sauce on crostini. People will be blown away, and it's simple. And you can eat cold, serve it cold. So
we had talked also before about the confusion that people can run into when they get to the grocery store. They don't know the difference between choice or select. Granted, all of our beef cattle today, folks, if you grew up in agriculture, you know the beef cattle you grew up with look a tremendous lot different than the beautiful beef cattle we've got today. But still, for the first-time beef purchaser, we want to make sure that they are paying attention to some of those subtleties.
Right. So, yeah, that's called your quality grade. So prime is the top. You'll see that in a couple supermarkets here in the state, but not a lot. But probably about 95% of our supermarkets are full of choice beef because that's what we like in Wisconsin. So choice beef, it's got a lot of marbling. It's going to be tender. It's going to be juicy. The grade below that is select, which just has less marbling. So, and the marbling is the internal flux of fat in the muscle that give it its taste, its juiciness, its tenderness. But select is perfectly fine too. Now, if it doesn't say choice on the label, there's a good chance it is select. You'll pay less for select. Our select choice spread is high right now. So you will pay less. You can get a really good select mm-hmm. tenderloin roast for $8.99 a pound versus a lot more for choice. It won't have as beefy of a flavor, but you'll still have a great eating experience.
Right, exactly. And now we also, like you said, sometimes we get caught up in the excitement of having everybody over. And like you said, crown rib roast or mm-hmm. something like that. And we're like, oh boy, that's what I'm going to do. And then you drive to the grocery store and you are like shocked that that's not there.
Yeah.
That is, we really want to make that clear that if you're looking for one of those higher end holiday special kind of cuts, call.
Right.
Will most of our big box stores, will most of them be able to accommodate?
Oh, yeah. Right. Except in December, our supermarkets here in the state of Wisconsin know what you want. And they know if you're not familiar with your local supermarket meat guy, meet him now. Because this is the time of year to say, hello, my name's Angie, and I need a rib roast for next week for 10 people. Including my father-in-law, right? So let's make it good. And they will help you, and they will get you all set up.
And don't be intimidated. Don't be intimidated and not ask. You know, I know you're thinking to yourself, oh, it's stressing me out, just the idea of all the family. I get you there. Boy, do I get you there. But don't be shy. Step up and ask those folks. But like Angie said, you got to give yourself a little extra time. Tell me again where I can get all of the information I need on portion size, on purchasing, on preparation, on making it, and then keeping it afterwards.
So beeftips.com, click on recipes, and you go to our recipes page, and we got a holiday roasting 101 box right there. So all the links are super easy right from that box. So actually it's beeftips.com/recipes.
You know, so the other thing I want to make sure I'm stressing is if I've got a question, if I jump on the Facebook page,
yes.
Wisconsin Beef Council, that you guys respond very
yes.
quickly. If you are just at wit's end and you can't figure out where you heard it on the radio and I went to the website but I can't find it, just shoot you guys a message.
Exactly. That's a great point. Facebook page. Jade checks it every hour. So send us a Facebook message. That's definitely the best way to reach us because you can't really reach us through the website anymore. So
not so easy anymore.
Nope. Facebook, look for us if you don't like us already, Wisconsin Beef Council, and we will get back to you almost instantly.
Yes. Yeah. She's right there. I've tried it. Good deal. All right. Happy holidays, Angie. Thank you very much for the information.
You too.
Angie Horkin in studio with us from the Wisconsin Beef Council. Like she said, it is that time of the year when you want to impress, then beef is at the center of the table. You can find more, as she said, at beeftips.com/recipes. And then, of course, on Facebook, follow them, like them, interact with them. Look for Wisconsin Beef Council there. That, my friends, is your holiday checkoff chat, brought to you by your beef checkoff dollars and courtesy of the Equity Livestock Sales Association.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.